news for another week or two. This is the Ag Central Radio Network.
Back in studio, 33 degrees and sunny right now. 9:36 on this Monday, April 17th. Got Earth Day coming up, Earth Week coming up, Earth Month coming up. Just anything to do with Earth, it's probably happening this month. And that's why Brianna Koval, Wilkin County Emergency Management, is in, but doing double duty because we're talking Wilkin County Recycling, too.
We are.
We are.
Yes.
And do you have a can count from the weekend? That weekend wasn't too good?
It wasn't good.
Okay.
We took in like 175 pounds, so it wasn't great.
Right.
In fact, it was not good at all.
Yeah.
But I will say it was kind of a dicey weekend as far as, you know, it was really sloppy out.
Yeah,
and
the weather
flooding
was
out in the county.
Yeah.
And yeah, so it just maybe wasn't ideal. So maybe this next weekend it'll be really great. But also, the price isn't as great as it was last year. So I think a lot of that inventory that people were hanging on to for multiple years may not be out there anymore.
Okay.
It takes time for everyone to build up that stockpile. So
right.
Maybe it's just not the year. And that's okay, too.
Right.
I'm not giving up yet.
But the premium, for those of you that don't know, the premiums have doubled. You're up to 40 cents, where normally it's 20.
Correct.
Okay.
Yes, 40 cents a pound all month long, 42 cents a pound if you're bringing in over 100 pounds, always 42 cents this month if you're bringing it in to donate to an organization that we collect for.
Right.
So the price is good. It's going to drop down in May. So if you're still kind of dragging your feet on, am I going to bring in my aluminum and cash it in for this incentive price? You should, because it's going to go down in a couple weeks.
Well, yeah, it's a no-brainer. It's doubled up.
Exactly.
You know, good stuff.
So you still have time, though. Tuesdays and Thursdays, we're open from 10 until 6. Saturday, we're open 8 until noon. You have about 2 weeks left. Get it in.
All right.
Yep, stop dragging your feet and just get it in.
Just do it.
Right. I will say, though, that although we didn't take in a lot of aluminum over the weekend, we took in a lot of other stuff. So people were coming out in droves to recycle their plastic and tin and cardboard and all of those things.
That's a good point.
We just weren't taking in aluminum.
Right. That's a good point because I've said it before, you recycle just about everything over there.
We do.
Yeah.
So you name it. Plastic, aluminum, tin, glass, newsprint, office paper, shredded paper, magazines, phone books, oil filters, used oil, used antifreeze, tires, light bulbs, all the things.
Right.
And then remember the third Wednesday of the month, May through September, from 10 until 2, we collect household hazardous waste. So paint, stains, solvents, egg chemicals, pesticides, glues, adhesives, all the things.
All right.
Yep. Anything that you would keep under your kitchen sink for a cleaner, in your bathroom cabinet as a cleaner, in your basement, in your furnace room, all of those things, anything that's in that garage cabinet that you would have used, aerosols, spray foams, like anything like that we can take during our household hazardous waste collection. So if you're out in your garage cleaning, you're out in your shed doing some spring cleaning, start boxing that stuff up. The third Wednesday of May, 10 until 2, we can take that off your hands.
All right. Sounds good. And that's the recycling portion.
Yes.
Let's switch gears. River reading this morning on the red, 11.02.
Right, just above flood stage.
Okay.
Just a hair above flood stage. Flood stage starts at 11 feet. So we did technically have our initial crest over the weekend at, I believe it was 12.27 was the unofficial crest.
Mm-hmm.
We are expecting another one later on this week, just with another small surge of water that could be coming through. Originally, it was set at 14.9 for later this week. And then it was, you know, marked down to 14. And now I just checked it a little bit ago, and they've knocked it down to 13.5. So we're going to see what transpires over the next few days to see if that stays at 13.5, to see if they continue to lower it. And we'll just have to hold tight. But, you know, we hit almost 13 feet earlier, so it's really not going to cause any significant issues within, you know, Wapbrec.
Well, it's going to be colder, too, which is going to help that situation.
Exactly. So the water's just not moving as fast as it was before. But in all honesty, at least out in Wilkin County, there's not a ton of water left to move.
Okay.
Which is good. Most of it's all entered the river systems already. Some damage out there, mostly township roads, some gravel work that needs to be done, but nothing hugely significant. We made it through pretty well, which is great.
You did, and I don't want to put you on the spot, but what about 16? Because I've had a couple people say, what's going on with, you know.
Okay, so 16, there's some major ditch systems that work up there,
mm-hmm.
and if they don't all open perfectly, we do get water over 16.
Okay.
Now, we had such a quick and rapid melt that mm-hmm. things just didn't open up perfect.
Yeah.
But they went pretty well.
Okay.
I'll say that. Where by Thursday, Friday, the Conley ditch was pushing a little bit of water.
Yeah.
Which, you know, that ditch, you're either going to love it or
typically,
you're going to hate it, depending on the year.
There's no gray area with
exactly.
that.
Exactly. It's either going to do amazing and exactly what it was designed mm-hmm. for, or it's going to be slow.
One or the other, yeah.
I think this time we were a little bit in the middle, though, where it started at a trickle. It started to move a little bit. It just wasn't moving quite fast enough to get that water off the road.
Right.
Sometimes, you know, a field will jump the road. Sometimes we'll have one ditch plug up, and then everything will shoot into a different direction. And it's really hard to predict that way, but it's moving.
We're okay.
Yep, we're
right.
good.
We look good.
Because,
all right.
yeah, it did eat away the shoulder on the one side of that road, and it'll get fixed up. It's just, it takes time, and there's always going to be one road that takes a hit pretty hard, and this time it was 16. Mm-hmm. We did have water kissing up on 210 for a couple days over the week, but that's all come down. And
good
then,
to hear.
Yeah, and then some soggy township roads. But
all right.
honestly, we didn't have a lot of roads that were cut this time. We didn't have any huge significant infrastructure issues, so I think we made it pretty good.
And again, cooler weather too, which is going to help the situation.
Yes, yeah. absolutely. And that wind yesterday really helped to erode any of those snow piles that are left. So I think we're going to see some more melting today, even though it's still in the lower 30s.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to get a little warmer, and then a lot of those other snow piles that are still sitting around are going to dissipate pretty quickly, but there's really not a lot of moisture left in them.
Right.
Most of it's already drained out.
They're pretty ripe.
They are.
See,
they
I know
are
that
very,
now.
Very
now
right.
I know. I know that now.
Yep.
All right, get your cans in, folks. Tomorrow, Thursday, and Saturday.
Correct.
Wilk
Tuesday
and
Thursday, 10 to 6. Saturday, 8 to noon. 40 cents a pound for the rest of the month.
We will talk with you on Wednesday.
Absolutely.
Hopefully, get a better can count going.
I hope so.
All right, Brianna Koval, Wilkin County Emergency Management and Wilkin County Recycling. It's 9:43 of the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW. Good morning.
This is News Director Warren Abrahamson with i3G Media. Catch me with your regional news updates from 8 to 10 right here on KBMW AM.
It started way back in third grade. I used to sit beside Emmy Lou Hayes. A pink dress, a matching bow in her ponytail. She kissed me on the school bus, but told me not to tell. Next day I chased around the playground, across the monkey bars to the merry-go-round. And Emmy Lou got caught passing me a note.